a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
I'd remind those of you testifying before the committee today to please make sure you sign in. If you're a lobbyist of any sort, please make sure that you are wearing your badge as appropriate. Another reminder to please silence all electronic devices this morning. Senator Greenfield is still itching to impose a penalty. I understand we may have a senator at this very table who violated our rule last week, and Senator Greenfield, I'm sure, will announce the penalty later on, perhaps in the committee at the end of business today. Welcome to everyone here. Please remember when you're testifying on bills this morning before the committee to provide new information. Please do not be redundant and provide new information to the committee members. Prime sponsor of a couple of our bills today is absent due to illness. So I would like to ask if there are any members of the audience that are here from out of town to testify on Senate Bill 155. If you could please raise your hands if that's the case. Same thing for Senate Bill 156. Anyone here from out of town testifying that could not return, should we calendar this bill on a different day? Okay, with that being said, the senator, prime sponsor for 155 and 156, has asked us to please move those to a different date so she could be here to inform us all. We're going to move 155, 156 below the line. Senate Bill 158 has been pulled by the prime sponsor. So this morning, the committee will only be hearing Senate Bill 161. So if you're not here for any other reason than Senate Bill 161, thanks for your time. Please stay in tune to the calendar. I'm sorry for the illness. Of course, that couldn't have been prevented. And I will ask Secretary Anna to please call the roll for Senate Commerce.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
Lederman.
Here.
Nostrup.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Kurd.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you for the quorum. Notification, we have minutes from our previous Senate Commerce Committee meeting. I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Greenfield. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes from the previous Senate Committee for Commerce are approved. On the agenda today, only one bill, Senate Bill 161, proponent testimony. Good morning, Senator Greenfield.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Brock Greenfield. I'm the senator from District 2, and I'm from Clark. Mr. Chairman, I may have been hasty in approaching the proponent chair here. We do have pages that I'm going to ask to do something for me in a moment, but do you want them to introduce themselves?
Certainly. Why don't you stand up, pages? And tell everyone who you are. You can use the microphone in front of Senator Greenfield, if you would.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne Seidel. I go to Lemon High School, and I plan to attend SDSU this fall in Range Science and Ag Business.
Welcome.
Hello, my name is Rachel Johnson. I go to high school at Millbank High School, and I plan next year to go to SDSU for a double major in biology and microbiology for pre-med.
Welcome.
Mr. Chair, if I could ask the pages to hand out a couple things here.
Certainly.
Appreciate it. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, as stated, I'm Brock Greenfield from Clark. Back on one November morning, I received a phone call. And I was asked if I was at home, and I said, no, we're heading out to Rapid City for Thanksgiving. And I was told that a young lady had a letter that she wanted to drop off. And subsequently, two, three weeks passed, and finally I was able to visit with that young lady. She stopped by, and she gave me the letter that's dated November 22nd. It says, to Brock, I want to be able to do fireworks after the 4th of July. Would you write a bill to change the rules so that I can do fireworks after the 4th of July? Fireworks are fun, and I like to chase parachutes. Thanks, from Hadley Jurdy. As I talked with her, I said, you know, that there would be some concerns about expanding all fireworks, to allow for all fireworks to be discharged throughout the course of a year because of the loud nature of some of them and also the risk for fire. fire danger. So as we talked more, I found, you know, that she really does love parachutes. And when I went to LRC, now I also want to state this. I don't have any interest, any personal interest or opportunity for personal gain in offering this bill, because it only speaks to the dates that a person is allowed to discharge. But my family has sold fireworks for 30 some odd years. And when I went to LRC, I said, you have two groups out there. You have the fireworks as we know them, that we picture when we think of aerial displays and so on and so forth. And then you have the other ones that are called safe and sane. And these two groups are generally at odds with one another. And so I said, in crafting a bill that would allow for the potential for this young lady to discharge fireworks or parachutes beyond the 4th of July or the allowable window, I said, I don't want to tread on anybody's turf, so to speak. I said, and I don't want to create a fire risk. So I said, what you have, the concern again is that you put something up in the air with a flame and it could end up in a tree or something like that, start a fire, and you have all sorts of problems. You've created all sorts of problems going forward. So if you look at the bill, the issue of parachutes, we've asked for single-shot parachutes without a flare. Anytime, again, it's important that you're talking, when you're talking about putting something up into the air, that you don't create a situation that causes an undue fire damage. Now, I was approximately 10 minutes ago, I was approached by two people who said they're going to come in opposition to the bill. And I hadn't heard any concerns prior. All I can say is that our LRC staff has been wonderful and thorough in their investigation. I believe that everything listed in this laundry list, fountains, sparklers, snakes, ground spinners, and smoke effects, if they do not fly, those are considered part of the safe and sane line that I believe is already legal throughout the course of the year. I don't think that I'm misspeaking. I think that every one of those things, because they're not aerial in nature, even though sparklers and fountains spark, they're considered part of the safe and sane line that I don't think you put yourself at risk for being arrested for discharging any of those things, no matter what day of the year. Party snappers, the things you throw on the ground, they're not enumerated here. They may be. At any rate, I think in practice, the only thing that this bill would allow that is not currently allowable is a single-shot daytime parachute, because a six-year-old from my district would like to be able to discharge those. And frankly, I thought it was a great opportunity to involve a young lady in the process and so on and so forth. You will, I believe, be hearing from that young lady after opposition testimony, Mr. Chairman. If I could reserve the right for rebuttal, I would like to. I would also, though, like to point out that the young lady who is about to come up and testify was also gracious enough to send me a thank you. I left home yesterday morning early, but I had just heard my mailbox click, so I knew that I had mail. She sent me this thank you. Thank you for writing a bill and bringing it to the floor from Hadley. And she's got a flag that she drew. So we have a remarkable young lady who's trying to participate in our process, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Until this morning, I didn't realize that there were concerns. One of the concerns, incidentally, that's going to be addressed is the Black Hills Fire Protection District. I think that our law is still clear in 343711 that no person may sell, cause to be sold, discharge, or cause to be discharged any pyrotechnics in that area. So I don't think that this creates an exception that is in conflict with that section of the law. So I think it's my hope that we can if there is a problem that we can work with this six-year-old, and maybe with some of the people who have expressed concerns and try to come to a fair resolution, because I'm not asking us to change the world. I'm just asking for a simple opportunity for this young lady. I'll stand down, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Thank you. Further proponents for Senate Bill 161. Morning. You might want to pull that up close so we can all hear you.
Say who you are and where you're from.
I'm Hadley Judy from Vienna.
Morning, Hadley. Thanks for coming. Do you know the I'm Just a Bill song?
Do you know?
No, that's okay. What do you want to tell us today?
I want to be able to do fireworks after the 4th of July. I like chasing parachutes. You still get nice nights after the 4th of July. And I like to light them off.
Who are these people? Are those your cousins?
Yes.
Are your cousins always with you on the 4th of July?
No.
Hadley, do you have anything else you want to tell us? Did you bring some people with you this morning? There are people listening on the internet and perhaps on the radio that can't see, so can you tell us who you brought with you this morning?
My family.
And who are those people?
My brothers, my sister, and my mom, and my dad.
Uh-huh, and your brother's up here at the table with you. What's his name?
Axel.
Axel, and that is your dad? Are you sitting on his lap? Yeah, he helped you with the cards. What's your dad's name?
Roy.
Say it again.
Roy.
Roy. Do you have anything else you want to say, Roy?
Mostly that I've tried to stay out of this as much as I can.
You're right in the middle of it right now.
I know. Hadley wanted to be able to do fireworks on nights when her cousins or relatives were over. I'm not a huge fan of that because I usually have to pay for them. But there is a valid, you know, they've had a good time. She has a good time with her cousins. And I think anybody that's been at a family gathering with 15-year-old boys realizes that most of the time they're on their cell phone. And I'm always looking for ways to get them out and do something else. So, but this has mostly been her thing. I've just pointed her in the right direction and tried to get her to figure out who the right people were to do what she wanted to do.
Axel, do you want to tell us anything this morning? You do? Okay, let's hear it, buddy.
Oh, no,
maybe
too
not.
Scared?
All right. Well, thank you, Hadley. You showed great intestinal fortitude by coming before the committee today, and I applaud you for your effort. I'm glad to see you engaged so early in the legislative process, and I have some advice for your father. He should probably keep a close eye on you. Other proponent testimony, Senate Bill 161.
Go ahead, go back by mouth.
I see you have a Rolodex of badges there. Do you have the right one forward?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Justin Smith, registered lobbyist for GP Enterprises, a fireworks retailer in the Sioux Falls area. GP Enterprises and the fireworks retailers in South Dakota do support this bill and would ask for your favorable consideration. Fireworks in South Dakota are a heavily regulated industry, both the sale and the use of fireworks are regulated heavily at the federal, state, and local levels, including the county levels. At the state level, we have two entire chapters of our code governed are delegated to governing the use and the sale of fireworks. Our Black Hills areas, in fact, all of our county areas are protected by existing law. I believe Senator Greenfield referenced the section of code which currently allows counties and other government entities to ban the use of fireworks that would somehow cause a burn risk if the National Weather Service, an independent third party, determines through scientific data that the use of fireworks poses a burn risk, or that their burn risk is high, excuse me. We believe South Dakotans have proven themselves to be responsible in the use of fireworks. The fireworks being proposed here are minor, low-level fireworks, the vast majority of which have no burn risk or minimal burn risk of any kind. Nothing in the bill as written would abrogate current state law with reference to the banning or prohibition of fireworks, either at the municipal county levels. The fireworks are heavily regulated in South Dakota as it is. So we rise today in support of this bill and would ask the committee's favorable consideration. I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 161. There being none, we'll open the testimony to opponents of Senate Bill 161. You have a tough act to follow, Mr. Esperance, as you make your way forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jay Esperance. I'm Director of Wildland Fire, State of South Dakota. I can also say that some of my colleagues who I was expecting to be here couldn't be here. Illnesses seem to be going around. Our fire marshal has other business, and the fire marshal from Rapid City was also supposed to be here in support. I can tell you that among the many things that work in the wildland fire in our division, fire suppression, fire prevention are some of the keys. I was out in the hallway and ran into a representative and said, "Geez, Jay, seems like every time you're here, you're trying to spoil some fun. Last year was exploding targets, this year fireworks." Got it. But my job as a steward of the citizens of South Dakota is to, one, not have wildland fires, and two, to help prevent them. This is hopefully testimony will look at both those sides. Hadley, I thought you did a great job, and Senator Greenfield, thank you for your presentation. Not much on state law, but I did a little looking, and the way I understand this from 34 or 3711 applies to pyrotechnics and consumer fireworks, and this bill would exempt certain fireworks. And so then I pull out this bill. Some things here that were mentioned, that you mentioned, Senator, I agree, they don't really provide much of a risk. And but I see others that says fountain, sparklers, ground spinners. Those all are risks of starting fires that are a concern to me. And then it said one is smoke effects. Now, that's not going to start fires, but what it's going to do is people are going to see smoke. What are they going to do? They're going to call our folks. They're going to respond, and those are people that aren't going to be available for real fire. So that one would be a concern of mine also. Seems to me that when we're talking about fireworks, a lot of this is intuitive. I have all sorts of talking points, and I won't go down them at this time, but I will just share probably to go along with what your gut feeling is telling you about fireworks and how they start fires. First of all, these sparklers burn at 200 degrees Fahrenheit, can easily start wildfires, and especially in the prairies and during our drought years. And then some national statistics just on the date of 4th of July annually, one-third of all fires are started by fireworks. And probably the most standout year was 4th of July 2011, 17,800 fires were started nationally on that day. 16,000 of them were because of fireworks. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm trying to share with you folks, and I'll be available for any questions.
Thank you. Any further opponent testimony for Senate Bill 161?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Bob Schneider, and I'm an assistant director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. I oversee the operation and the maintenance of the state park system. South Dakota State park system is comprised of 62 state parks, state recreation areas, in nature areas, and the 114-mile-long Mickelson Trail, which runs through the heart of the Black Hills. In addition to that, we've got 69 lakeside use areas scattered around the state. Within these areas, we manage nearly 4,200 campsites. We oppose Senate Bill 161 for two reasons. The discharge of fireworks, fireworks described in the proposal on a year-round basis presents a wildland fire risk within the forested parks, such as Custer State Park, and the prairie parks across the state, the crowded campgrounds during the summertime, and the game production areas across the state. The trees and the prairies that attract people to the parks, the park structures, and the private property that folks bring to the parks, their tents and the campers, are all at risk to fire, especially true during drought periods, of course. Secondly, we hosted more than 290,000 camper units in the state parks in 2014. That's 290,000 tents and campers, and then you double that, triple it by the number of people that come in those units. Most of these campers come to the parks for peace and relaxation, and the fireworks allowed under this bill would create an undesirable disturbance to many of these folks who are sharing space in close proximity in the state park campgrounds. For these reasons, we do oppose Senate Bill 161. Thank you.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony, Senate Bill 161. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Jenna Howell. I am General Counsel and Director of Legal and Regulatory Services for the Department of Public Safety. We also rise in opposition to Senate Bill 161. And if I may, I'd like to address some of the previous testimony that was given. As Senator Greenfield said, 343711 is the exception for the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And Senate Bill 161 opens with nothing in this chapter applies. So that is where we see that all of this, all of the listed fireworks would be legal within that fire protection district. And also, the safe and sane is a term of art, as I understand it, but they are all under the code dealt with as consumer fireworks, which are dealt with in 3437, but under 161 as written, none of those would apply. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony, Senate Bill 161. Rebuttal, are you coming up? Oh, just shifting. Thank you for clarifying. Rebuttal testimony, Senate Bill 161. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I alluded to in my testimony, I had absolutely no idea that all the blue badges would be coming out in full force and opposing what was supposed to be an absolutely innocuous bill and was supposed to be an opportunity for a six-year-old to participate in this process. Perhaps I made a mistake in asking, you know, and again, because of my knowledge of the industry, I know that you've got the Safe and Sane group, as you know, compared with the traditional fireworks group. And I just said, I don't want to create a turf battle. What I want to do is create something that's very tightly defined or tightly written to allow for daytime parachutes, again, because there's absolutely no risk, I would say, of causing a fire. If there is, I still maintain that nobody has probably ever been arrested for lighting a sparkler or a fountain. We see aerial displays throughout the year for different events and so on and so forth. And I would submit that those are far more dangerous. Those are the ones where you have fire, insurance. If there's something contained within this bill that is, objectionable for goodness sake, please let's amend it to just simply say a single shot parachute without a flare. I think it's important. There weren't intended to be any boogeymen. I have absolutely, as I said, there's essentially no profit motive. Everybody carries over fireworks from one year to the next. When cousins come for Christmas that you haven't seen all year, it would be nice for the kids to go out and be able to chase a parachute if they so desire. Hadley mentioned that she likes to do them at night. She'd have to do them in the evening before sun or before it's completely pitch black, because I didn't allow the parachute with the flare. I tried to be concise and tried to keep it tight, and I would just beg the committee's indulgence in moving this forward. I think there's something here that we can work with. So, and I do want to thank Hadley and her family for coming here and participating in the democratic process. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Grant Greenfield. Any committee comments, questions, or action? Senate Bill 161, Senator Bradford.
My question is because I know my family has sold fireworks too on the reservation, and the tribe has more control than the state of South Dakota. They are much more strict. I'm wondering if no matter what fireworks it is that local entity allowed to ban it, no matter when?
Senator Greenfield, did you want to respond?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe, as Mr. Smith testified to, that yes, local jurisdictions can ban the display of fireworks and so on and so forth. So go ahead.
The follow-up.
Certainly.
These things, too, would be, if they would see, say, out in the hills, all of a sudden they see that a parachute's an imminent, could they ban that specifically if they wanted to? Or by law would they have to allow?
Senator Greenfield, did you want to comment?
Well, it's a good question, I guess. I would say my interpretation would be that yes, a local jurisdiction could. However, the blue badges would counter that this says nothing in this chapter applies to toy paper cups, etc. I still think that there are protections in place for the local jurisdictions, but again, I would be open to anything that would make this workable. If it would have been nice to have a heads up, maybe last week, that we were going to have all sorts of issues coming forward. I think that many of them are overstated, to say the least, because we're talking about sparklers, snakes, ground spinners, smoke balls. Smoke balls are allowed year round the way it is, and they don't put up enough smoke into the air to make somebody think that there's a fire. These are the very little smoke balls, and that's what they're talking about here. So, I don't know. I mean, what has happened here today is a little bit beyond me. But again, I go back to the simple fact that this was intended to be a simple bill, and I will do everything possible within my power to get to slay the boogeymen that have been created here today, if we would see fit to move this forward. Thank you.
Further committee questions, comments, action on Senate Bill 161? I have a question for those of you who are involved in the fireworks industry, either Senator Bradford, who's sold them, Senator Greenfield, who sold them, or perhaps Justin Smith, and it pertains to the commercial availability within the borders of South Dakota for the devices that were listed in Senate Bill 161. Are they generally available year-round, all those things, parachutes, spinners, snakes, smoke balls, other assorted entertaining devices, sparklers? Can you answer?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Justin Smith again, GP Enterprises. It is my understanding that some fireworks retailers would make the decision independently through Free Enterprise to sell these types of devices if this bill passes. However, it's also my understanding that year-round it's going to be difficult to sustain a fireworks business based solely on the sale of these types of devices. So I think that the fireworks sellers around South Dakota would like the ability to have this option to sell these, but that some of them may choose not to, simply from an economical standpoint.
Thank you. I have a question for, if there's no other questions, Senator Sutton. Oh, for Justin? Sorry. Justin, sorry, you got away too quickly. Please come back. Mr. Smith, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Senator Sutton.
Can you speak to the question that was asked earlier, whether local entities can ban fireworks? I was under the impression, due to testimony in local government, that a county couldn't ban fireworks. Am I missing something there?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Sutton, there's a difference between, in this case, between what powers a municipality has and what powers a county has. Now, looking at the statute that was discussed earlier, the power of counties is designated by a particular section of the code which delineates their powers. Now, counties do have the ability, as was discussed in Senate local government, to prohibit, to pass noise ordinances, to pass nuisance ordinances, etc. Cities have the power to regulate and prohibit the use or sale of fireworks. Counties have a more limited power, however, to discuss the statute that was at issue earlier, 34-37-11. If the National Weather Service determines that the burn risk is high or higher than that, then counties would have the ability to completely ban the use of any fireworks. Now, that section does specifically say, if you just give me one moment, I apologize, no person may sell or cause to be sold, discharge, or cause to be discharged any pyrotechnics of any description or any consumer fireworks within, and then it goes on to say national parks and GF&P land, etc. Now, as I read that, it could be construed, as some of the opponents of the bill have argued, that this that there is a conflict between Senate Bill 161 and the and this statute here. However, as I read, would read that, this would still leave preserved the power of these counties to ban if the burn risk is high. So the counties do have powers currently over fireworks, the sale and the use, especially in the category of burn risks. However, municipalities would have more, and you would still leave untouched the two chapters of our code that, at state level, that govern the use and sale of fireworks.
Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Smith before he departs? Any other committee questions? Senator Sutton.
Question for the JA Department of Agriculture. Thank
Welcome
you, sir.
Back.
Do you have statistics on how many fires have been started in South Dakota due to fireworks?
Certainly.
Say in the last
Chair.
Year?
Actually, Senator, no, I don't. And I can tell you, last year, we didn't hardly have any fires.
At all.
At all. It was a very quiet fire year. It was mostly wet. So either human caused or by lightning. But no, I'm sorry, I don't have those available for you, Senator.
Any follow up, Senator Sutton? Senator Hagar, did you have a question?
No.
Further questions? I have a question for Jenna Howell, if you could please come up. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
In your testimony, you stated that codified law 34-77 would be in conflict with 34-711. Is that what do I understand that correctly? Was that the comments you were making?
My comment, sir, is that this Senate Bill 161 opens with nothing in this chapter applies. So 34-37-11, which exempts or protects the Black Hills Fire Protection District from fireworks, and also, if I may, 34-37-19, which is the county power to ban based on the national fire risk, would not apply to what is included in this bill.
So aren't we really talking here about a conflict of laws? So we have 3477. If it's amended with Senate Bill 161, would actually be a general exclusion by inclusion of certain entities. And then as you move further down in the code, you have specific exemptions. So what I, the way I interpret this, I think I'm more in line with Senator Greenfield and what Justin Smith said. We really have a conflict of laws should Senate Bill 161 go into effect, where you have a general exemption by inclusion followed by specific exemptions. And my understanding of case law is that in general, specifics will always overrule generalities in most instances. Is that how you understand the law as well?
I haven't done that in depth of an analysis, I have to say. Our concern with this is not so much that there would be a conflict of law. It is that none of the laws already on the books would apply to the types of fireworks listed in this bill. They would not be subject to any of the consumer or fire protection that the rest of fireworks are subjected to under 3437.
That's the state's position?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Senator Branfield, do you have a question?
Maybe it ought to be a discussion.
Okay. Mr. Chair. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question of any of the opponents. Very simply, if I was to delete fountains, sparklers, I don't know of any. Oh, ground spinners. Frankly, those things don't. I hate to make a blanket statement, but those things generally don't create fires that are runaways because they take place on the ground. They're very low risk of fire anyway, and if one ignites, you stomp it out quickly. Where the problem exists when you have something that goes up, blows up, blooms, and then flames come down and land in trees and land on the ground before they've extinguished themselves and so on and so forth. This wasn't intended to be this wasn't intended to change the world. It wasn't intended to create all these fireworks, if you will. But I'm trying to dissect everything that I've heard here today, many of which I don't believe are real concerns, but I'm willing to give the benefit of the doubt. If I delete fountains, sparklers, and ground spinners, and still allow the smoke balls and snakes and parachutes, is there any concern going forward?
So if I understand Senator Greenfield's question correctly, it is if he was to propose an amendment that would exclude fountain sparklers and snakes, those three words,
ground spinners.
Whatever makes this bill.
Is there any amendment? Okay, so I'm going to restate it perhaps. Is there any amendment you could envision that would still protect Hadley's parachutes that the state would stand in support of or would remove their opposition? Mr. Esperance, why don't you come on up and answer that for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, Jay Esperance, Director of Wildland Fire for the State of South Dakota. I would be in favor of removing those items. Again, I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of smoke balls just being little puffs of smoke. I would be concerned if it was a large amount of smoke, but those three things, fountains, sparklers, ground spinners, if those were removed, and as far as my job as suppressing and preventing wildfires, the others wouldn't be as much of a concern, Senator.
Follow up, Senator Greenfield?
No.
Are there any further committee questions, comments, or actions for Senate Bill 161? Senator Bradford.
I just have a comment about the very thing you brought up is the conflict between now if you take out those three things, maybe there's no reason for it, but I didn't want to see the power of a local taken away. That I guess is my problem. It's not, hey, I'd vote right now just to have parachutes. I like parachutes too, and I can see my granddaughter there.
Thank you for the comment. Further committee questions or action? Senate Bill 161. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that on page 1, I'm talking of Senate Bill 161, page 1, line 6, we delete fountains, comma, sparklers, and then move on to delete ground spinners, comma, which would leave us with snakes and smoke effects if they do not fly or travel or explode, and to single-shot parachute pieces without a flare.
A motion by Senator Greenfield to amend Senate Bill 161, line 6, to remove and overstrike fountains, sparklers, ground spinners, and to leave the rest of Senate Bill 161 intact. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any comments on that motion, Senator Greenfield? My question is for our LRC bill drafter extraordinaire, and that is, should the word "to," the first word in line 6, also be removed, or is it appropriate to leave that in as we amend this?
Mr. Chair, I think you can leave it either way. It just depends how you would like it to read.
I'm fine with it without deleting the "to." It still makes sense.
Okay, so it stands. Senate Bill 161, the proposed amendment by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Sutton, is on line 6 to overstrike fountains, sparklers, ground spinners, the remaining portion of the bill to remain intact. Any further comments, Senator Greenfield? Senator Sutton? All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate Bill 161 has been amended. Just for clarification one more time, what's been struck from Senate Bill 161 at this point is fountains, sparklers, ground spinners in line 6. Further comments or actions on Senate Bill 161 now as amended? Senator Greenfield.
I guess it would be self-serving for me to move due past, but I hope that we can do that. Hadley, I knew that anytime a person deals with fireworks issues, you can have a big blow-up out here. And that six-year-old caused any number of lawyers and any number of departments to come and speak against this bill. But I do appreciate the feedback that I've received here during the committee. It's been a very fluid discussion, obviously, but I would just really, you know, hope that we can move this forward again. We've taken anything that appears to be a fire risk out, I think, and give this an opportunity to be heard on the floor. If there are further issues, I would very much encourage the people who would have those issues to come forward, because I'd just like, frankly, to say that this young lady, this six-year-old, brought an idea that was, you know, that found favor with the legislature. That's all I intended to do. I didn't want to make a mockery out of things. I recognize that we will have more monumental bills that come before us this year, but I also thought this is something that we could work with. And so I would encourage people to hopefully make a due pass motion and to move this to the floor. Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Senator Hagar.
Move due pass as amended, Senate Bill 161.
Second. Move due pass Senate Bill 161 by Senator Hagar. Seconded by Senator Sutton. Senator Hagar, do you have comments?
Yes. Isn't this the thing that dreams are made of? A little six-year-old girl can come up with an idea, write a letter, write her local legislator, bring it before committee, and her request is to bring it to the floor. She knows what she wants. I think it's our job to make the dreams of children happen in South Dakota, and we can work with everybody to make that happen. So I encourage your support.
Thank you. Any further comments, Senator Sutton? Senator Bradford.
I think it's great, and also I'm going to order a lot of those myself.
Senator Greenfield.
As Senator Bradford was talking the last time he spoke, I did want to invite you. Maybe you come out to the eastern side of the state sometime, and I'll blow off a few of these parachutes, and you and I can chase them. That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. A motion in front of the committee is do pass Senate Bill 161. All those in favor will say aye. Secretary will call the roll. Opposed, nay.
Senator Norstrup?
Aye.
Senator Hager?
Aye.
Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Senator Lederman?
Aye.
Senator Greenfield?
Aye.
Senator Curd?
Aye.
Seven ayes.
Seven ayes for Senate Bill 161. The next time I launch a parachute, I'll call it a Hadley from this point forward. Now, that concludes the committee work for Senate Bill, or for the Senate Commerce Committee today. We'll have a full calendar on Thursday. For those of you in attendance, we did move Senate Bill 155 and 156 to the calendar on Thursday at the request of the prime sponsor, and Senate Bill 158 has been pulled from the prime sponsor. We will also likely consider a gubernatorial appointment on Thursday. There be any other comments or questions from the committee or any other actions for the good of Senate Commerce this morning? If not, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn, Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Lederman. All in favor?
Aye.
Senate Commerce stands adjourned.